There's a famous tshuva from the Chasam Sofer, a very fascinating tshuva. This is in Archaim Siman Pei Gimel, where he discusses the following case. There was a person who was a gevir who was nifter, and he left over just one child, a ben yachid. And this ben yachid happened to be a shaita. He was a person who was halachically considered a shaita. His das was not a complete das in any form. And the problem was that this kid now yashin all the money from the gevir. He obviously couldn't handle it, couldn't do anything with it. And the question is there some etza to do to allow him to become more of a pikeach than he should be able to yarshin his father? And snam, could they do something to allow him to overcome his being a shaita and become a pikeach? So they spoke to the local doctors, and they recommended that there's a certain institution in Vienna and other places that is able to work with such people and help them develop themselves and become pikchim, become almost a full-fledged pikeach, and reach a level of das, which would allow him to yarshin his father and become a person who's a regular functioning person. And the problem was, though, that in this maisa that he would go to, in this institution, there was no fermentin around. He would not be able to get kosher food, and he would have to eat treif. And the shaila was, is a mutter to send a shaita to such a institution which could help him develop and become a bar das, maybe become chuy b'mitzvahs, but on the way of becoming there, he's going to have to eat machalas asuris, eat dvar masurim, is that mutter or not? And that was a shaila that came to the Chasam Sofer. And the Rav HaShoel, one of his eterim, one of the things he wanted to say is that being that this kid is not just a katan, but he's a shaita, so maybe the Isser of Los Achilim would not apply to him. We know there's an Isser of Los Achilim that comes up in this sugya and in the next couple blot, that you're not allowed to give an Isser B'Yadayim to a Tinoik. Legabe, you know, if he's doing it on his own, there's a question, machlokes, if ain't bezem mitzvah nafrisha or not, does bezem have to prevent him or not, but to give him b'yadayim, safini b'yadayim, that l'chuli almazasa, you can't actively give an iser to a katan, you can't feed him iser, you can't give him iser, that is true l'chuli alma. But the Shaul said, that's only by a katan, lo sachilim, the makar of this lav is written by a katanim, l'hazer g'dayim al katanim, but mimele by a cheresh and a shaita, that would not apply, he's not included in that lav of l'sachilim, and therefore maybe there's no iser tarfus over here, and it would be mutter to send him to such a place. And the Chasam Sofer wrote back a tshuva, and a lot of the tshuva discusses this nekuda, this point, and he is mesupik about this, he seems to be chayik on it, and the Chasam Sofer feels that the iser of l'sachilim is not limited to a katan, but applies to a cheresh and a shaita as well. He says that even though the Lashon is ketanim, it doesn't mean dafka ketanim, but anyone is not a bar das, whether you're cher, shayta, v'katan, there's an issa of los achilim, you would not be allowed to give him tarfis v'edayim or any other issa, and therefore would be usher to send this katan to this institution, possibly because of this issa of los achilim. But then the Chasam Sofer says that even though he would think misvara that the issa of los achilim would apply to a cherish and a shayta, equally to a katan, but he says from the Trumas Adeshin, you seem to see not like that, because the Trumas Adeshin has a famous chiddush. He says, what's the svara that the Torah asserted giving iser b'yadam to a katan? What's the pshat in the din of leis achilim? He's sort of being derish time of the crow. Why would the Torah say not to give an iser to a katan? A katan is patur min mitzvahs. Zok the Trumas Adeshin. The reason is in order not to be margal him midvar masurim, that he shouldn't end up doing it when he becomes a gadol. So it's almost like a chinuch dekidin, that if you feed iser b'yadam to a katan when he's a katan, he might end up doing it when he's a gadol, and therefore the Torah says, don't give an iser b'yadam to a katan. So zok the Chasam Sofer, to feed that lamdas, to feed the Trumas Adeshin, it would be mistabed that that only applies to a katan, who we know will eventually become a gadol and become mechuyav mitzvahs, but a cheresh and a shaita that we don't know for sure that he's ever going to become a pikeach, and pashas he won't on his own, therefore maybe the svar of the Trumas Adeshin would not apply, and there would not be an iser los achilim, and the taka would be mutter to give tarfas to a cheresh and a shaita, because the iser of los achilim of safina b'yadayim perhaps would not apply to them. That's what he said, l'fi the Trumas Adeshin. But the Chasam Sofer says that from the Rashba on our sugya would be mavur, not like the Trumas Adeshin. You see b'feresh that it would apply even to a cheresh and shaita, not only to a katan, and that's from the Gemara's kasha, where the Gemara says over here on the top of daf kuf yud gimel amud aleph, hey Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgud ala cheresh's shisi avia sheyetze beget, al ketana b'ezel shenis is a kohen shechalas b'truma. So it's mashma that these are the cases that a ketana b'asisol is able to eat truma. The Gemara's medayik v'ilu chereshes le'achla, sounds like a chereshes cannot eat truma even if she has a nisun derabanan. And the Gemara says the reason why not is gzer shem yachol cheresh b'chereshes. We're afraid that if a cheresh marries a chereshes, she'll also eat truma. Factor markash of a leichol, let her eat. Kan leichol nevelesu. Who cares? Even if a chereshes is made to a cheresh, it's in Yisun Darabanan. What's wrong if she eats Truma? At the end of the day, she's a Katan Eichel Nevelis, and it should be mutter for her to eat Truma. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So the Rashba in Gittin on Daf Nuneh, which is the same sugya as over here, the Rashba asks, he says, what do you mean, how can the Gemara say, V'leichel, Katan Eichel Nevelis, who over here you're being Safin B'Yadayim, to give B'Yadayim is Aser Asr l'chuli alma, you can't los achilim, you can't give it to be a dime. So what's the Gemara's question that the katan should be allowed to eat the truma over here? And the Rashba basically says that we have to say that the Gemara over here is understanding that we're not talking about where you're being meichel be a dime. We're talking about where the katan is eating on its own, and therefore it's not safina be a dime. It's a question of bezem mitzum lafrisha or not, but it's mavur from the kasha of the Rashba. It's like some sefer that he understood that if you're giving it be a dime, it would be a problem, would be also, even though we're talking about a cheresh. You see clearly from the Rashba that even by a cheresh, the isav los achilim applies. There is an isav los achilim by a cheresh, and mimela from the Rashba, you would have a right, kinegi the trumas adashim, that obviously the reason for los achilim is not because of chinuch, that we don't want to be magi you from when you get older, but it's isav batzim, it's exer sakasim, you can't give isav to a katan or a cheresh or a shaita, it applies to all of them equally. Not like this other trumas adashin, and based on that, it would be usher to send this kid to the maised because he can't be maichel tavis biadaim, even though he's a shaita, because we see that isav losachilum applies to a shaita as well. That's the chiddush that Chassam Sofer wants to take out from our sugya based on the pirush of the Rashba. The maised then after it's a whole long shuvah, but at the end of the day, the Chassam Sofer seems to be makel. He's not the lahakel because even if losachilum would apply to a shaita, but he is mitzadah, maybe this is not considered los achilim, by putting him in the maisa, putting them in an institution where they eat tarfas, you're not giving it by a dime, the guyim are doing it, you're not really actively giving it to them, and for that reason, perhaps you could say that this is not considered machilim by a dime, it's not safinim, and therefore, mikra hadin, lechsam sefer, is naita lahakol, and that's what he says, lamaisa, there's what to be samachan over here, that it would be mutter to send him to such an institution. But the chsam sefer ends off with a famous line, that even though it's mutter mikra adin, but he says mikol makom idu kadmanenu akadmanim remeid shalidei macholas asuris benayris metamtem halev umaylo lo tavara. That when a person eats macholas asuris, even though he's a katan, even though he's pater, but at the end of the day it creates a temtem halev, it creates midas rice, and therefore zakta chum sefer adayin an yomim mutav shi yashar tekol yama v'ayir rasha shachas v'nei amakom. Chum sefer says this famous line that even though mikra adin it's mutter, it's what to be samechan over here, but when you eat machalas asuris, even behater, it does create a timtum alev, it does create midas rais, and therefore it's better to avoid it, better to avoid such a situation, and remain a shaita kol yama, remain a shaita his whole life, even though he has the ability to become a bardas, it's better to be a shaita than to be a person who does averis and brings about timtum alev to himself and midas rais. That's how far the Chassam Sofer was willing to go, to save this kid from any timtum alev, even though he's going to remain a shaita. Hagam the Mikra Adin, he felt that there's about to be samechan over here, that al pi halacha would taka be mutter.